Hello, I'm Carolyn Rathbun. I'm delighted to bring you this channeled message from the Soul Collective. I hope you find it opens your heart and resonates with your inner being. If you enjoy this message, I invite you to visit my website where you'll find more products like this, as well as my guidance to help you create a heartfully happy business and life. You'll find all the information at carolynrathbun.com. That's carolynrathbun.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy this higher perspective from the Soul Collective. We are so pleased and delighted to be with you on this beautiful, beautiful day. We are the Soul Collective. We are here to help you realize the deeper part of who you are, so you can express yourselves fully and live to your full potential. Today we would like to speak to you about happiness and joy. There are a number of people who don't believe that they can be fully happy and fully joyful. They are stuck in a train of thinking that keeps them from reaching the state of happiness. We want to assure you and assure them and assure everyone who is listening to this, either now or in the future, that you are all capable and deserving of and worthy of feeling joyful and happy. That is your natural state. It is where you are meant to be. It is where you thrive. It is where you experience life at its fullest. It is where you are the most free and exuberant, where you can enjoy life to its maximum. You are here to enjoy your life, yet so many of you get stuck in worry and fear, and which leads to anger and resentment and regret and sadness and doubt and worry, but worry is one of the things you do the most. Depression. Just feeling of lethargy and anything that is the opposite of feeling happy and joyful. So some of you feel like you are in a place where you are not happy. There are many things happening in the world right now, or perhaps in your life, that have made you feel less than happy. You may feel sad. You may have lost a loved one and you are grieving. And that is all okay. We have no judgment on our side ever. We will never judge you for anything that you do or say or feel. You are here to live a full human experience, and the full human experience does include the full range of emotions. So if you are feeling sad or depressed or lonely or you're grieving, be with that. Acknowledge it. Accept that that is okay. It is okay for you to be there. Then there is a reason for why you are in this place. Allow yourself to be there. Don't feel like I shouldn't be here. I should be somewhere else. I should be happy. Everyone says that happiness is the best way to be. It is, happiness is the ultimate goal, but it doesn't mean you need to be there at all times. Life is about experiencing the contrast. You can't feel ultimate joy if you haven't felt ultimate pain. You can feel it, but it's not the degree of the depth that you feel it is different. If you have not felt sadness, the joy doesn't feel as joyful. Joy feels joyful, but you don't have the contrast to compare it with. Do you see what we're saying? We want you to not be so hard on yourself. If you are feeling sad, if you are feeling depressed or lonely, say to yourself, this is where I am right now, and I'm going to love myself at this place. There is a reason for me to be here, and I don't need to stay here. Sometimes you worry that you'll be there forever. It doesn't feel like there's an end to it. We assure you, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Acknowledge where you are, and if you need to get some help to move you forward, then we encourage you to do so. We want you to know that you can be happy. If you haven't felt happiness in a while, it is your birthright. You deserve to feel happy. You are worthy of feeling happy. So claim it. Claim that you get to be happy. You do not have to stay in this state of sadness forever. Know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel and start walking toward it. What is one loving thing you can do for yourself in this moment? And one of the loving things you can do is to stop thinking the thoughts that are keeping you in this sad state. What we want you to know is that your thoughts create your experience. The more you're thinking of thoughts that keep you sad, that's the state you're going to be in. When you can start thinking thoughts that are happier, think about things that you appreciate. Appreciation is a great way to move you from a state of a lower vibration, and we talk about lower vibration in that your emotions have vibrations, just like music has vibration. Your emotions are vibrational states. The sadder and more depressed or angry or feeling frustrated or lost or lonely, those are lower vibrations, and you can feel them within yourself. You feel tired. You feel like you don't want to do anything. You don't have energy. When you are feeling excited and loving and joyful and playful and inspired, you feel that you have more energy. You feel lighter. You can feel yourself growing taller, and your energy is expanding, and you attract things to you. Things feel easier. You're more in flow. That is because you are emanating a faster and higher vibration. So when you are feeling in these lower vibrations, what you want to do is move up the emotional scale from the lower vibration to the highest vibrations. The highest vibrations are love and joy and happiness. So think about how you can move up the scale. So if you are feeling depressed or sad or lonely, notice what you are thinking about. What are the thoughts that are keeping you in that state? And what is one thought that can make you step one step up the scale? Think about the truth to the thoughts that you are thinking. What is the truth to these thoughts that are keeping you sad and depressed? Most often, there is no truth to it. In fact, we would say always there is no truth to the thoughts that are keeping you in the low vibration. You are worthy and deserving of being fully loved and fully happy and fully joyful. And it is up to you to provide that for yourself. When you are looking for someone else to fill that space for you, when you're expecting someone else to make you happy, you will very often be disappointed. it is up to you to love yourself enough that you can choose happiness. You can choose to feel joyful. What can you do today that will take you into a higher state? You don't need to wait for someone else to show up and give you a gift or ask you to go somewhere with them, and then that will make you happy. The longer you wait for happiness from someone else or something else, you could be waiting a very long time. So we want you to think about your emotions as a ladder. You want to reach the top of the ladder. So are you going to wait for someone to pull you up the ladder? That could be a very long wait, and there's no guarantee they're going to hold on to you at the top. Or are they going to let you slide down? We use that metaphor just to show you an illustration, but you are quite capable of climbing the ladder at any point in time that you wish. One of the great things that you can do to move yourself up this emotional ladder is by looking at things you appreciate. When you get into a state of appreciation, you just naturally move up the ladder. You start realizing how much in your life you have to be joyful. So we ask you to give it a try right now. Think about 10 things that you appreciate. Maybe they are people, maybe they are pets, maybe it is a beautiful day, maybe it is that you have delicious food, maybe it is that you have a beautiful home, maybe you're living in a lovely place, maybe the birds are singing, maybe you just had a lovely bath, or you might want to go and have a lovely bath. Think about all the things in your life that you appreciate, and already you can start to feel lighter and more joyful. And start thinking those thoughts that you have so much in your life to appreciate. You get to choose your experience in life. And so often what we see is that you expect someone else to show you the way, or you give your power over to them to say to them, I'm going to let you make me happy. I'm going to give you the power to control how I feel. So if I'm not happy, it's your fault. You're blaming them. It's an easy way out because you don't have to be responsible for yourself. If you're not happy, you can blame it on someone else. Well, I'm not happy because they don't love me enough. I'm not happy because they're not thinking of me enough. They're not doing enough for me. Whereas what we would like to see is you to take your power back and say, I have the power to make myself happy, and I can do that right now. I'm going to go and do something loving for myself. I'm going to make a choice that is going to take me up that emotional ladder. What is going to make me smile? What is going to make me laugh? What is going to fill me up? Maybe you go and meet a friend and have a coffee. Maybe you'll go for a walk in nature. Maybe you'll draw a picture. Maybe you'll have a nap. Anything to take a step closer to where you would wish to be. We come to you today to remind you that happiness and joy and love, first and foremost, starts with you. It is you that needs to make yourself happy. No one else can do it for you. They can't read your mind. They can't feel your emotions. They don't know how to make you happy, because the only one who can make you happy truly is you. So we ask that you start with appreciation. Start noticing how you feel and start noticing the thoughts that are going with these feelings. When you are feeling low, notice the thoughts that took you there. And how can you move your thoughts, change your thoughts, change your thinking, think about something else, change what you're doing, go outside, do something different. and get yourself out of that thought pattern. Because very often that is all it is. One thought leads to the next thought, leads to the next thought, and it's just a habit of thinking. So when you change your habit and you change your thoughts, and you can change how you feel. So start with a practice of appreciation and see how that works for you. And just know in your heart, feel it in your heart right now, feel it in your being, in your soul, in your body, in every fiber of your being. We ask you to move into your heart right now. Move into feeling into your heart and feel the love that you have for yourself. Feel the love that we have for you. We know who you are deep in your soul, and we know you are loving and you are fully, 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 fully worthy and deserving of so much love. And that is in you already. Allow it to be part of your being. Allow the love that is already in you and part of who you are naturally to fill up every cell of your being. Feel it filling up every cell of your being. It's seeping through your cells, going through your body, and you're glowing, 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 gold, golden love. You're glowing with love. You are love. There is nothing else but love. And that's who you are in your heart, in your soul, in your being. And in that, you are purely whole and purely perfect, and you deserve it all. You are worthy and deserving of so much love and joy and happiness. It is how we see you. It is how we love you, and it is who you are. Know that you can choose to get there. And if you're not there now, don't punish yourself more by thinking you shouldn't be there. Be where you are. Accept that that is your emotional state right now. It is not where you're going to stay forever. It is part of your experience. And from this state, you will grow, you will learn, and you will expand back into your fullness and your wholeness. Appreciate all that you have. Appreciate all that you are, that you know deep within your soul, in your bones, in your heart, in your stomach, in your brain, in your fingertips. You know with every fiber of your being that you are loving and you are whole and you are perfect. You do not need to change. Love yourself as we love you. Love yourself wholly for all that you are. Let go of your worries. Let go of feeling like you can't have what you wish. You can have it all. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. You are worthy. You are deserving. We love you. We love you. We love you. And with that, we are complete.